ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Later today, the ACT Supreme Court will begin sentencing former military lawyer David McBride, who last year pleaded guilty to leaking classified information to the ABC. The documents formed the basis of the 2015 Afghan Files report, which exposed war crimes allegedly committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. While the Federal Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has resisted calls to intervene in the case, the government is examining whistleblower protections in the form of a parliamentary inquiry. For more, I'm joined by ABC investigative reporter Adele Ferguson. Adele, good morning.
Good morning.
Adele, David McBride pleaded guilty to these charges last year. What kind of sentence could he potentially be facing?
He could be facing anything from life imprisonment to the judge assessed him for suitability for intensive correction order last year, which is another word of saying eligible to serve in the community. So it could range from anything from life imprisonment to serving in the community. So a wide range.
How important is this case, do you think?
It's hugely important. We currently have two whistleblowers who are on trial, and it's had a chilling effect. And, you know, if you look at public interest journalism and whistleblowing, it really underpins transparency, accountability and democracy. And, you know, on Friday we had World Press Freedom Day and the rankings came out for Australia and we're now number 39th in the world. We've dropped 12 points. We were 21 in 2019. So it's hugely concerning.
This case also, it's complicated and it's been controversial. Some have disputed the idea that David McBride is a whistleblower, arguing that his intention in leaking the documents wasn't to expose war crimes. What do you think?
Look, I disagree. I think he is a whistleblower. A lot of the whistleblowers out there have aligned with him, saying he's a whistleblower. His intention was to expose corruption at the top. It might have been a different intention to what the ABC ended up doing with the documents, but he never cherry-picked those documents. He gave the entire documents to the journalist. And when the journalist said, I've got a different angle from you, he said, whatever. He didn't try and stop him. And at the end of the day, it was for the good of the country. It put a spotlight on, you know, the military services.
What are the protections at the moment for whistleblowers?
They're very scratchy, and that's why Mark Dreyfus, the same week that David McBride pleaded guilty in November last year, he put out a consultation paper on reforming whistleblower protections.
Richard Boyle, the tax office whistleblower who exposed a disturbing culture in the ATO in 2017, is also being pursued. His case goes to trial in September. What's happening with that case, Adele?
Yeah, so exactly the same. He has applied, you know, people have been lobbying the Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, to intervene and stop the case from going ahead, but he has refused, just as he has with David McBride. So I spoke to the wife of Richard Boyle last year and they're going through hell. As you can imagine, he hasn't been able to work since he was raided and then charged in 2017. And their lives have been in absolute turmoil, not knowing what's going to happen because, again, he's facing really serious criminal charges. And if found guilty, he'll go to jail for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. Adele, you're often dealing with whistleblowers and particularly those who are working for Commonwealth agencies. How much of a cost can it be for whistleblowers personally, career-wise, in terms of their family, when they make that decision to step forward?
When they step forward and go public, it can be a huge cost to them. It can turn the life upside down. They lose their job. They can become pariahs. They financially, it can be just devastate them because it can cost, you know, millions of dollars to fight this in the courts, as it has with David McBride and others. So it can be hugely, hugely costly to do something, to actually just stand up and say there's something wrong going on where I'm working.
Do you think that other whistleblowers could be put off by some of these cases?
They absolutely have been put off. It's had a chilling effect, particularly having two whistleblowers up on trial. It's been hugely chilling. People just don't want to come forward. They're too scared to speak out. And that's really, really concerning for democracy.
We've seen a bit of coverage, Adele, that there should be a standalone whistleblower agency that's been put forward to the National Anti-Corruption Commission. Would that be an answer?
It would help. It would really help because right now people just don't know how to navigate the system. The laws are really blurry. They don't know who to go to. They don't know who to trust. If you had a separate whistleblower protection authority which was a one-stop shop, which helped whistleblowers navigate their way forward and had legal advice, it would really help a lot because right now we just don't have that. And even with the National Anti-Corruption Commission, there are flaws with whistleblower protections. If they come forward and they're not exposing corruption, and someone might not know exactly what the definition of corruption is, then there's a question mark whether they're going to be protected or not.
Adele, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's ABC investigative reporter Adele Ferguson there.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.